Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Rama by Avram Goldhar, and through Mezekhus Yavamas Daf Kuf Yedolad, the 14th parak Cher Shanasa. So the three daps are going to focus on number one. Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna once lost his keys to the base of Midrash and Rishus of Rabim on Shabbos. He came before Rabbi Pedas, who told him, go bring some young boys and girls to that place and let them play there, for if they find the keys, they'll bring them back on their own. The Gemara concludes that Rabbi Pedas holds, Katan Ochel Nevelos, aim based in Mitzudin HaFrisho, that if a katan is found eating nevela meat or any other deraisa iser, Beis Din is not chayiv to separate him from that activity. If Beis Din were chayiv, then Rabbi Pedas would not permit the children who found the keys to carry them dalad amos in Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara brings an extended analysis whether Beis Din or an adult is chayiv to stop a katan from doing an iser, and ultimately does not resolve the question. Point number two, the Gemara attempts to refute Rabbi Pedas and prove that Beis Din is chayiv to stop a katan from sinning. Based on the Mishnah Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, that states, in the case of an idolater who comes to extinguish a fire in a Jew's house on Shabbos, the Jews must not say to him, extinguish it, but they do not need to say, do not extinguish it, because his resting is not the Jew's responsibility. But if a Jewish child comes to extinguish the fire, we say to him, do not extinguish it, for the responsibility for his resting is on them. This implies that an adult must stop a katan from sinning. Yochanan answered, Ba'osa al das aviv. The Mishnah is addressing a case where the katan understands his father's wishes and is acting on his behalf. Rashi explains that the child looks at his father who is standing by him and sees that his father wants him to do it. In the case of the lost keys, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna never told the children about the lost keys and never indicated he would want their return. When the Gemara objects and asks that in a case where an idolater was acting in concert with the Jews thinking and putting out the fire, is it permitted for him to still put out the fire? It answers, Obed kochavim adaita de nafshi aviv. An idolater always acts according to his own thinking. Rashi explains that even if the Jew is not aware of the fire, the idolater will put it out knowing that he will receive a reward for doing so. Point number three, the opening mission of the 15th parak states, Aisha shehalcha hi, ubalo midinas hayam. If a woman went overseas with her husband, shalom beino levina v'shalom ba'olam, if there was peace between him and her and there was peace in the world, and she said, meis bali, my husband died, tinase, she's believed and may marry. Similarly, if her husband had a brother but no children, and she said her husband died, tis yabim, she's believed, and may be taken in yibum. Now, if there was peace between them and war in the world, or fighting between them and peace in the world, she is not believed. Rava said, what is the reason she's not believed regarding her husband's death during wartime? Mishum dami b'dadami, for it might be that she says he's dead when it seems to her that way, even though she did not see him dead. She will rationalize and say, is it reasonable in light of all those who are killed that he escaped? And if you were to suggest that since there's peace between them, then she would not testify until she saw him dead, there's still a concern that she will have seen him wounded by an arrow or a spear, and she assumes that he must have died when there are times he can get medical care and survive. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna once lost his keys to the base Midrash in a Rishus of Rabbi on Shabbos. He came before Rabbi Pedas, who told him, go bring some young boys and girls to that place and let them play there, for if they find the keys, they'll bring them back on their own. The Gemara concludes that Rabbi Pedas holds katan ochel nevelos aim based in mitzudin l'harfisho, that if a katan is found eating nevela meat or any other deraisa iser, Beis Din is not chayiv to separate him from that activity. If Beis Din were chayiv, then Rabbi Pedas would not permit the children who found the keys to carry them dalad amos in Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara brings an extended analysis whether Beis Din or an adult is chayiv to stop a katan from doing an iser, and ultimately does not resolve the question. Point number two, the Gemara attempts to refute Rabbi Pedas and prove that Beis Din is chayiv to stop a katan from sinning. Based on the Mishnah Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, that states, in the case of an idolater who comes to extinguish a fire in a Jew's house on Shabbos, the Jews must not say to him, extinguish it, but they do not need to say, do not extinguish it, because his resting is not the Jew's responsibility. But if a Jewish child comes to extinguish the fire, we say to him, do not extinguish it, for the responsibility for his resting is on them. This implies that an adult must stop a katan from sinning. Yochanan answered, Ba'osa al das aviv. The Mishnah is addressing a case where the katan understands his father's wishes and is acting on his behalf. Rashi explains that the child looks at his father who is standing by him and sees that his father wants him to do it. In the case of the lost keys, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna never told the children about the lost keys and never indicated he would want their return. When the Gemara objects and asks that in a case where an idolater was acting in concert with the Jews thinking and putting out the fire, is it permitted for him to still put out the fire? It answers, Obed kochavim adaita de nafshi aviv. An idolater always acts according to his own thinking. Rashi explains that even if the Jew is not aware of the fire, the idolater will put it out knowing that he will receive a reward for doing so. Pointing with you, the opening mission of the 15th parak states, Ha'isha shahalcha hi ubalo medina sayam. If a woman went overseas with her husband, shalom beino levina v'shalom ba'olam, if there was peace between him and her and there was peace in the world, and she said, Meis bali, my husband died, tinase, she's believed and may marry. Similarly, if her husband had a brother but no children, and she said her husband died, tis yabim, she's believed, and may be taken in yibum. Now, if there was peace between them and war in the world, or fighting between them and peace in the world, she is not believed. Rava said, what is the reason she's not believed regarding her husband's death during wartime? Mishum dami b'dadami, for it might be that she says he's dead when it seems to her that way, even though she did not see him dead. She'll rationalize and say, is it reasonable in light of all those who are killed that he escaped? And if you were to suggest that since there's peace between them, then she would not testify until she saw him dead, there's still a concern that she will have seen him wounded by an arrow or a spear, and she assumes that he must have died when there are times he can get medical care and survive. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, and our standard Siman is a kiddie amusement park, but in this case, it'll just be a kiddie park. So here goes. The rabbi who lost his keys on Shabbos and took his children to the kiddie park by way of Rishus HaRabim told his son not to extinguish the fire that broke out on the swing set and assured his daughter that the boy pretending to be shot by an arrow isn't necessarily dead. Once again, it's a motion. The rabbi lost his keys on Shabbos and took his children to the kiddie park. Kiddie park? That must be more in Duff. Kuf Yud Dalet. The rabbi lost his keys on Shabbos and took his children to the kiddie park by way of Rishus HaRabim, which reminds us Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna once lost his keys to the Beis Midrash in Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. He came before Rabbi Vitas, who told him, go bring some young boys and girls to that place and let them play there, for if they find the keys, they'll bring them back on their own. The Gemara concludes, Rabbi Pedas holds, katan ochel nevelos ein beisin mitzuvin la'afrisho, that if a katan is found eating nevela meat or any other derisive iser, beisin is not chayiv to separate him from that activity. If Beis Din were chayiv, then Rabbi Pedas would not permit the children who found the keys to carry them Dalet Amos in Rishus HaRabim. So the rabbi lost his keys on Shabbos and took his children to the kiddie park by way of Rishus HaRabim, told his son not to extinguish the fire that broke out in the swing set, which reminds us, one must tell a Jewish child that he cannot extinguish a fire on Shabbos since Shvisaso Alem, his resting is the adult's responsibility, and the child would do it al das avi, based on the understanding of what his father wishes. Whereas one does not have to tell an idolater to not extinguish a fire, since his Shvisa is not the Jew's responsibility. And even if the idolater did it because he thought that's what the Jews wanted, it's still not a problem because Ovid Kochavim died to the Nafshi of it. An idolater always acts according to his own thinking. And Rashi explains that even if the Jew is not aware of the fire, the idolater will put it out, knowing that he will receive a reward for doing so. So the rabbi who lost his keys on Shabbos and took his children to the kiddie park by way of Rishus HaRabim told his son not to extinguish the fire that broke out on the swing set and assured his daughter that the boy pretending to be shot by an arrow isn't necessarily dead. Which reminds us, in the case of where a man and woman went overseas, when there was peace between them but war in the world, the woman is not believed to say that her husband died. And if you were to suggest that since there is peace between them, then she would not testify until she saw him dead, there's still a concern that she'll have seen him wounded by an arrow or a spear, and she assumes that he must have died when there are times when he can get medical care and still survive. So once again, the rabbi lost his keys on Shabbos and took his children to the kiddie park by way of Rishus HaRabim, told his son to not extinguish the fire that broke out on the swing set, and assured his daughter that the boy pretending to be shot by an arrow isn't necessarily dead. All right, now it's time for four blah bat chazara. Daf Kuf Yud. So the Siman Daf Kuf Yud is a gold key ceremony. So here goes. The Mary Katana who was awarded a gold key. That must be more in Daf Kuf Yud. The married katana who has awarded a gold key when she reached adulthood and now had a derisa level marriage, which reminds us, Rav holds that a katana that was married must have relations after she reaches adulthood in order for marriage to be considered a derisa marriage. The Gemara clarifies Malchus, where a katana did not do me and became an adult, va'amda v'nises, and she then went and married another man without having received a get from her first husband. And Rav said, ein tzricha get mishena, she does not need a get from the second husband because the kedushin never took effect. And Shmuel said she does. The case is where the first husband did have relations with her after she became an adult, and that is why Rav says she does not need a get from the second man. The reason Shmuel holds that she does require a get is because he holds kol haboel does kedushin harishonim hu boel. Anyone who has relations does so on the basis of the original kedushin. Since the original kedushin is only considered a derabban level marriage, the second marriage takes effect on a deraisa level, and she requires a get from him. So the married katana who was awarded a gold key when she reached adulthood and now had a deraisa level marriage gave it in sympathy to two deaf-mute women married to the same man who died, and they could not do chalitza, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Mishia nasilu shtei yosamos katanos ameis, if one was married to two orphan female minors, and he died, biyasao chalitza sasho achas mehem, boteret sarasa, relations or chalitza with one of the wives exempts her sar, v'ken shtei chershos, and similarly if he was married to two female deaf-mutes. The Gemara says that this implies that a chareshes is fit for chalitza, and a Mishnah clearly taught that a chalitza with a chareshes is invalid. Rav Gittel said in the name of Rav Abia, the comparison the Mishnah was referring to having relations, not chalitza. Rabba said you can even say it's referring to chalitza, but the Gemara successfully refutes his position. So the married katana who was awarded a gold key when she reached adulthood and now had a deraisa level marriage gave it in sympathy to two deaf-mute women married to the same man who died, and they could not do chalitza, instead of choosing between a katana and a chareshes because she had no idea who was more preferable. Which reminds us, Rav Ada Bar Avvah and his son-in-law Rav Chanan were discussing the Mishnah's case of one married to a katana v'chareshes, where the din is the bi of the yavam with one of them does not exempt her tzara. They said this ruling applies only where the yavam was a bikeach, mentally competent, and we do not know who's more preferable to him. Is the katana more desirable, for one day she will reach klaudeia, the category of having das, or is the chareshes more desirable since she's an adult and a bas bia, fit for having relations? But if the husband was a cheresh, certainly the chareshes was more desirable to him because she was a bas bia and also similar to him. Rav Nachman told him that even in this case, the tana is in doubt, and therefore, doing yibum with one of them will not exempt her tzara.
Daf Kuf Yudal. So the simmer Daf Kuf Yudal is a kayak. So here goes. The yavam who left his divorced chareshes yavam on the shore, while he took the katana yavama he was waiting to do chalitza with on a kayaking trip, kayak, that must be one Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. The yavam who left his divorced chareshes yavama on the shore, while he took the katana yavama he was waiting to do chalitza with on a kayaking trip, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph stated that if one was married to a katana and a chareshes, then aim bias achas mehem poteret tzarasar, relations with one of them does not release her tzara. The Gemara asks, what's their takana? Meaning, how can they be released from their zikas so they can marry other men? Rav Chisah said, in the name of Rav, Konas HaChareshes HaMotziah Beget, Katana Tamtin Ad Shetagdil Takos. The Avam should marry the Chareshes and then divorce with a Get, and the Katana should wait until she reaches adulthood and then perform Chalitza. Rashi explains that he must divorce the Chareshes because the Chalitza of the minor makes him forbidden to the Chareshes. Rav Chisah said, you can infer from this that Rav holds under rabbinic law, Chareshes Kanuya Umishiyureres, Katana Kanuya Ve'ena Kanuya. A Chareshes is the one who is partially acquired and partially left unacquired, and the Katana is the one where there's a suffix whether she's acquired or not. So the Yavam who left his divorced Chareshes Yavama on the shore, while he took the Katana Yavama he was waiting to do Chalitza with on a kayaking trip, was joined by a small kayak with a Yavam Katan and a Yavama Katana. Which reminds us, the second Mishnah on the Daf states, Yavam Katan Shabal Yavama Katana Yigadlu Zem Zeh. If a minor Yavam had relations with a minor Yavama, we wait until they grow up together until they reach adulthood. Rashi explains, there's nothing that can be done since Get Katan ain't no Get. The Get of a Katan is not a Get. In the meantime, they are permitted to live together. So the Yavam who left his divorced Chareshes Yavama on the shore, while he took the Yavama Katana he was waiting to do Chalitza with on a kayaking trip, was joined by a small kayak with a Yavam Katan and a Yavama Katana, and a bigger one with an adult Yavama taking her Yavam Katan out for the day. Which reminds us, the Mishnah continues, Ba Yavama Kadola Tekadlenu. If the minor Yavam who's above 9 years old had relations with an adult Yavama, we wait until she raises him until he reaches adulthood. The Gemara questions how the minor Yavam may have relations with the Yavama, but the Pasuk states, L'hakim l'achim shame, to establish a name for his brother, and he's not fit for this. Abaye answered, the Pasuk states, Yavama Yavo Aleha, her Yavam shall come upon her, which implies, Koldu, whatever his age is. Rav explains why the Pasuk is not needed to teach this.
Daf Kuf Yud Beis. So the simmer Daf Kuf Yud Beis is a Rubik's Cube. So here goes. The woman who put stickers on a Rubik's Cube, that must mean one of Daf Kuf Yud Beis. The woman who put stickers on a Rubik's Cube, of all the men she was prohibiting herself to, but did not think to include a sticker of her Yavam, which reminds us, the question was asked, Nutul mini Yehudim le'Yavam mahu. If a married woman said, I'm removed from all Jews, meaning she made a neder not to have benefit from relations with any man, what's the halacha regarding the Yavam? Did she consider at the time she made the neder that her husband might die childless, and she'll fall to the Yavam Yibum? If so, then the Yavam is certainly prohibited to her. Or did she not consider the possibility, in which case he would be permitted to her? Rashi explains why she may have not considered the possibility. Rav said, Yavam eino kamba'al. The Yavam is not like the husband, as the neder did not apply to him, and if the husband dies childless, he may do Yibum with her. Shmuel said, Yavam haru kabal. The Yavam is like the husband, and just as a husband is forbidden to her, so is he, because the neder includes him. Abai brings the support for Rav's position.
So the woman who put stickers on a Rubik's Cube of all the men she was prohibiting herself to, but did not think to include a sticker of her Yavam, and ended up getting divorced against her will after she became a Chereshes, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said to the Rabbanim, why may a woman who became a Chereshes be divorced, but a man who became a Cheresh may not divorce? They answered, Ein adoyma ha'misha megaresh le'isha miskareshes. A man who divorces is not comparable to a woman being divorced. She'isha yotzeh ratzona mishlo ratzona ve'ish. For the woman can be divorced with her consent and without it, while the man may only divorce with his consent. Since a man who is mentally incompetent, such as a Cheresh or a Shotek, cannot express consent, they may not divorce a woman. So the woman who put stickers on a Rubik's Cube of all the men she was prohibiting herself to, but did not think to include a sticker of her Yavam, and ended up getting divorced against her will after she became a Chereshes, got married again, unlike the Shotek she knew, who could never get married at all. Which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama said, what's the difference between a Cheresh and a Chereshes that the Rabban instituted, a category of marriage and a Shota that the Rabban did not? The Gemara answers that in the case of the Cheresh and a Chereshes, where the rabbinic institution of marriage can endure, they establish Nisun. Rashi explains that deaf mutes can get along with other people and serving with their spouses. In the case of the Shota of a Shota, where a rabbinic institution of marriage cannot endure, for Ein Adam Dar Im Nachash B'Kfifa Achas, for a man cannot live with a snake inside one basket, they did not institute it. Rush explains that it's not in the nature of insane people to coexist with others peaceably, and the marriage will ultimately fail. All right, so that completes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning. Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Yud Gimel is a geek. So here goes. The computer geek who was enthusiastically writing the Katana versus Chereshes marriage software program to automatically remind husbands that the Chereshes is the one who cannot receive Truma the Rabbanan, nor a Kasuba, was constantly being interrupted by his Shota wife he could not divorce because Rabbanan did not permit him. Once again, in slow motion. The computer geek, that must be more in Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. The computer geek who was enthusiastically writing the Katana versus Chereshes marriage software program to automatically remind husbands that the Chereshes is the one who cannot receive Truma the Rabbanan, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, what's the difference between a Katana who eats Rabbanan Truma and a Chereshes who does not eat Rabbanan Truma? After the first reason is rejected, the Gemara explains that the real reason a Chereshes may not eat Truma is Gezer Shemiyachu Cheresh Bipikachas, a decree lest a deaf mute Kohen feed the rice of Truma to his competent wife. Since she's competent and responsible for her actions and only married on a Rabbanan level to the Kohen, she would be Chayiv Misa. So the computer geek who was enthusiastically writing the Katana versus Chereshes marriage software program to automatically remind husbands that the Chereshes is the one who cannot receive Truma the Rabbanan, nor a Kasuba, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, what is the difference between the Katana who has the right to a Kasuba and a Chereshes that does not have the right to a Kasuba, and answers that if a Chereshes received a Kasuba, men would be dissuaded and not marry her in the first place. Rashi explains that men will not be dissuaded from marrying a Katana since she will eventually become competent. The Gemara asks that if this is so regarding the marriage of a competent woman and a Cheresh, we talking like Kasuba, let the Rabban institute a Kasuba for her. For if the confident women do not get one, they would be dissuaded and not marry deaf-mute men. The Gemara answers that it's not necessary, since Yosem Sheish Rotzalisa Isha Rotzalinatze. More than a man desires to get married, a woman desires to get married. So the computer geek who was enthusiastically writing the Katana versus Chereshes marriage software program to automatically remind husbands that the Chereshes is the one who cannot receive Truma the Rabbanan, nor a Kasuba, was constantly being interrupted by his Shota wife he could not divorce because the Rabbanan did not permit him. Which reminds us, the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis stated that if a man married a woman who subsequently became a Shota, insane, he may not divorce her. Yitzhak said, Dvar Torah Shota Miskareshes Mini Dahavi Apikachas Balkorcha. Under the Raisa law, a Shota can be divorced just like a Pikachas can be divorced against her will. What's the reason the Rabban said she cannot be divorced? Shoyinahaguba minhag hefker, so that people will not treat her in a hefker way after the divorce. The Gemara clarifies that Rabbi Yitzchak's teaching refers to one who can safeguard her get, so she can be deraisa of divorce, but cannot safeguard herself from being treated in a hefker way. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.